When do we say he can't bring the second day if he didn't finish? The Rashi says, "Oh, the time like come on. Oy say at the khaybi bul yaser, el shlagam hayem didn't finish the day. Ava gomar khayzer mak, you could bring the second day." So, my gom, what does it mean he finished? Elay me gomar kovenoysov, he finished bringing all that he had to. My mak, what do you mean you have to be mak tomorrow? You finished bringing all the kavonas. El shlagamar hayem. You didn't finish today. Ava gomar hayem. Then you could bring it tomorrow. Like Gomer Ayin, like Rashi says, means, you do not have enough time to bring all the kabbonis that you are mafresh. So in such a case, you have a tashlumim, you could make up for it and bring it the second day. Alright, we'll stop here. The Mishnah. If someone did not bring the korban chagiga on the first day of Yom Tif, Shochag of Sukkis, his halacha chagig is called her regal, he can make a tashlum and make up for it any other day of Yom Tif or Chol HaMoed, the Yom Tif Achron Shochag, and even on Shemini Atzeres also, even the last day of Sukkis, Shemini Atzeres, he could also make up for the chagiga that he did not bring on the first day of Yom Tif. Rashi says, Mishloichad, like we learned before, that the Shlemim, the first day you bring is called the Shalmei Chagiga. That's a Chayv to bring. And if you bring it the first day, the next day that you bring a Shlemim, that's called Shalmei Simcha. But if you didn't bring it the first day, you can make up for it any one of the days of Yom Tov. And the Chiddush the Mishnah is, V'Yom Tov Achron Shochag, Chayvei Shmini Atzeres. V'Afalpi the Regel B'Fnei Yatzmihu, even though really Shmini Atzeres is a new regel by itself, they have its own kabbonis, or they still have a tashlum and marishin. If you do not bring the korban chagiga on the first day for the first Yom Tov, you could make up for it and even bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Next 7 days, as we had, that's a chiddush. You have shuas, the next 7 days has a din of tashlumim, the next 7 days afterwards. If you didn't bring it the first day, you can make up for the next 7 days also. That is the ovah regel. Let's say the whole Yom Tov went by and you did not bring the korban chagiga, and a chayim b'achriusay. You're not mechuyif to bring it later on. After Yom Tov, you can't do anything about it. You just missed it. Al zeh nemar, on this, the pasuk says, mu'uvas layuchol iskoin, you did something wrong that you can't fix up. V'chesroin layuchol imonis. And something you're missing, you can't count, you can't get back again. This is it. You missed Yom Tov. You didn't bring the korban chagiga. You can't make up for it after Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Yoimer, Eizel Mu'uvas Hashem Yochol Lisokein, what does the pasuk mean? You did something wrong that you can't fix up, so it's not going on a korban. But rather, Zeha Bu'ala Erva, somebody lived with an Isha that's Asa to him, on an Erva, a Chai Vikrisus, V'yeholi V'meno Mamzer, and she became pregnant, she has a kid, the kid's a Mamzer. There's nothing you can do now, the kid's a Mamzer, you can't change him. That's called the real Mu'uvas, a Kukol, that you can't fix up anymore. In Taimar, the Goyne, because if you want to tell me Stam, somebody steals something, the Goyzel, he steals or robs, Yochlu Leachzirai V'Yisakin, just Stam stealing or doing other Averis, you could return it and do Tshuva. Mashenkin, if you lived with an Erva, and you had a kid, you live with your sister, and you had a kid, the kid's a Mamzer, so there you can't fix up anything, that's called the Kilkul Olam. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy Yomer, Ein Karin Muvas Elalami Shoye Mesukin Betchila. No, Mesukim Muvas means somebody at the beginning was straight and he made himself crooked and he can't fix him up anymore. So it's going that first the person was straight, so that can't be going on a Mamzer. Mamzer was never straight at the beginning. So what does the pasuk mean? It means, who is this? V'yeze Talmud Chochem HaPerish Min HaTorah. That means the Talmud Chochem at the beginning he used to learn Torah and then he was perish, he stopped learning Torah. That's called the Muvas LaYechol Isakin. That's called the Muvas. Now you went krum on the tangent, you went off the right derech, and that can't be fixed anymore. So the Gemara. Minohan Emili. How do we know this, the Trashi? The Yom Tov Achron Shachag HaSukis Tashlum L'Mekabona Sachag Nichidim. How do we know this? That if you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga on the first days of Sukkis, you have a right to make up for it even on Shmini Atzeres. And that's the Chiddush. On Yom Tov Sukkis itself, that we can understand. There's a Tashlumim. But Lachurah Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov by itself, so how do we know that Yom Tov could make up for the first day of Sukkot? Tomorrow says, Omer Reb Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Yishmoel. Nema, the Pasuk says, Atzeres Beshvi Yisho Pesach. On the last day of Pesach, the Torah calls it Atzeres. V'nema Atzeres Beshmini. And Shmini Atzeres is also called Atzeres. Mina Beshmini Shachag. So we make Xereshova Ma Lahalan. Litashlumin, just like the seventh day of Pesach, Pshita, that's part of the Yom Tov of Pesach. If you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga the first day, you can make up for it even on the seventh day of Pesach. Afkan here also on Shmini Atzeres Asukis, Litashlumin, that Shmini Atzeres is also Litashlumin, you can make up for the Korban that you did not bring on the first day of Sukkot. The Rashi says that Atzeres Bishvish of Pesach, the Pashas Kol Abchor in the Vorm, Sheshes Yomim to Yocho Matzois, of the Yom HaShvi Atzeres, so it says the seventh day of Pesach is called Atzeres, and it says by Shmini Atzeres, so now the Shvi Yisho Pesach Tashtum Nurishoin, Shrei Eino Cholot Min Shilofonov. It's the same Yom Tif, Shvi Yisho Pesach is the Chelik of Pesach. So the same thing, Shmini Atzeres, Cholot Min Shilofonov, Linyin Pasha Kashav, as even though that Shmini Atzeres is different, it has its own korban, its own zman. You make Yom Kiddush and Ushach Yonu. Still, Shemini Atzeres is a tashlumim for Sukkot. So Gemara says Mufna. This Gzeres Shavu, the word Atzeres Atzeres, one of them has to be extra. Can't just be a plain pure Gzeres Shavu. Why? Dilav Mufna, because if one of the words would not be extra, Ikol Mifrach. You can ask a question on this Gzeres Shavu. That's the klal. A Gzeres Shavu, you want to learn out that says the same word in two different places. So you learn out the loch is one from the other. Since you don't have any questions to ask, you can learn it out even though one is not extra. But in a case like this, where you have a question to ask, you can only learn it out if one word is extra. Like here, you make yes a question. That by Shvi Yisho Pesach, that's Mamish Achelik of Yontif of Pesach. That's why it's a good Tashlumin. Mashenke and Shmini Atzeres by Sukkot, that's after Sukkot already. That's called the Yontif by itself. Maybe by the Yontif by itself, you can't make up. So you really can't learn out from Pesach. So that's why you have to say Mufna, one of the words are extra. And when it's extra, then we say, why did the Torah write it? To teach us this Chiddush. Then you learn out the Gzeres Shavu and you can't ask any questions. The Rashi says Mufna. Utsricha Gzeres Shavu zu shetei Mufna. One has to be extra. Tesulai pachinu nalai midi. Then you don't ask any questions. Tachol Gzeres Shavu Mufna lemeidim v'yei meshivin. That's the klal. Anytime there's a Gzeres Shavu that one word is extra, you learn and you don't ask any questions. You don't ask any questions. Yeah. So Mari answers, the verse says, Ikra Mifrach, if not, you can ask the question, Ma l'shvi shapesach sheken ein acholak mishlofonof. Shvi shapesach is a regular day of Pesach. Teyoma, but I'll tell you, b'shmini shachag and shmini atzeres shecholak mishlofonof. That it's different from the days before. The days before was Sukkot, the mitzvah in the Sukkah, so Lulav. Now it's Shmini Atzeres, there's no more mitzvah, new Yom Tov. So I can't learn out Shmini Atzeres from Pesach. So Gemara says, yes, Laya, Rashi says it means B'yemis, it's true. Afnu Yemufna. One of the words here are extra. Nichti, let's see. My Atzeres, what does Atzeres mean when it says by Pesach? It says it's called Atzeres. Atzeres means to say, like a post says, V'yem HaShri Atzeres. Atzeres means Otsur B'yastiyas Melocha. It's held back from doing malacha, which means to say you're not allowed to do malacha. That's what the word atzeres means. It's hidden. It's held back, like tied up. You can't use that day to do malacha. For tomorrow, the pasuk already says lo isase malacha. It says in that same pasuk you can't do malacha on the seventh day of Pesach. If so, atzeres the kosher rachmona lomeli. How come the pasuk has to say the word atzeres? Elishma mina lafnuya. The teacher says the word atzeres is extra to use it for Gzeres Shavu. That just like this year at Atzeres, the Shvi Yisho Pesach is a tashlumin for the first day, who had in Shmini Atzeres is also a tashlumin for the first day of Sukkot. The Rashi says, "Oksiv leistasim locha, for who krua gufa?" The pasuk says, "Ubayoyim haShvi Atzeres laShem alakecha leistasim locha." But since the pasuk says on the seventh day of Pesach you're not allowed to do malacha, why does the Torah have to call it Atzeres? Elamai calls it Atzeres to teach us that it's also B'yastiyas Malacha. It says that Atzeres to teach us that it's extra to learn out this Gzeres Shavu. So the Mor of Atonim Ma'isi L'mihocha. Another Tana learns it from another place, this Yisoid, that Shmini Atzeres is called a Tashlumin for the first day of Sukkot. The Tana will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'chagoysim oisoi chag la'shem shivas yomim. Yishmeka chagigo, yishmeka yomtif, 7 days. He's going on Sukkot. The Chagoy Samois, the Chag Lashem Shivas Yomim. Yochel, I would think, Yechaygig Vahilach, Kol Shiva. Maybe there's a Chiyah to bring a Korban Chagiga all 7 days of Sukkot. Talmud, Lai, no, Oisai. No, the Pasuk says Oisai. That means only the first day. Oisai Yatachaygig. Viyatachaygig Kol Shiva. You only have a Chiyah to bring a Korban Chagiga the first day, but not every single day of Yom Tov. In Kain, if so, Loma Nema Shiva. Why does it say the word V'chagoysim Oisai Chag Lashem Shivas Yomim? Why does it say 7 days? If the Chi of Korban Chagig is only the first day, why does it say Shiva? Have the Gemara L'tashlumin. It means to make up, like we're learning. If you didn't bring the Korban Chagig the first day, you have a right to make up for it. When? Any one of the next 7 days. So far we only know this. We only know there's 7 days of Sukkot. Now, Uminayin, how do we know? Shim Loi Chag Yom Tov Rishon Shachag. How do we know if you did not bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day of Sukkot, Shechoygeg V'hoylech, as Kol HaRegel, the Yom Tov Achrin? How do we know that any one of the 7 days of Sukkot, and even on Shmini Atzeres, the 8th day, you could also bring the Korban Chagiga for the first day? Talmud Leiman, this pasuk says, Ba'choydesh Ha'ashvi Tochoygu Oisai. Says on the 7th month, that's Tishrei, Chodesh Tishrei, Tochoygu Oisai. Like make the whole Chag into a time to bring Kabbalahs. Rashi says, "B'chodesh Hashvi, kol yemei Chag Omer b'chodesh Hashvi." That's the beer. Any Yom Tov that it says in the Chodesh Hashvi, any Yom Tov that's in Tishrei, you could make up a Tashlumim for a Sukkot. So that means to say is what Yom Tov does mean to include Shmini Atzeres. Since Shmini Atzeres is a Yom Tov, a Chag that's in Tishrei, therefore even Shemini Atzeres could also be made up of Tashlumin for the first day of Sukkot. That's the Talmud Lema, Ba'chodesh Hashvi Tochogu. Means any Chag that you have in Chodesh Hashvi, you can make up. So the Mori E, Ba'chodesh Hashvi, Yochu Yechoygeg, V'olach HaChodesh Kulay. Maybe it means to say every single day of Tishrei, you have to bring a Korban Chagiga. Maybe every single day, it's a Trashi, Yochu Yechoygeg, V'olach Kol HaChodesh. Now that's what it means. Not that there'll be a chiyuv every day. But maybe any day you want, the rest of Chodesh Tishrei, you can make up for the first day Sukkot. Even after Shemini Atzeres. Even 9/10, even after Sukkot. As long as you're in Chodesh Shvi, Tishrei, maybe you could make up. On this, the Mar says, Talmud Loim Oisai. No, it says Oisai. Trashi, the same for the Kroh. Shrei Oisai Ksivbe. It says two times the word Oisai. So we dash in. What only did and not more. What does it mean though? Just to say the 7 days that we know from the other psukim. So kichra means to say even Shmini Atzeres. As long as the day has a shame yomtif in Tishrei, you could make up a tashlumim for the first day of Sukkot. But only Shmini Atzeres and not further. So that's how we know the din is if you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga to first or any one of the days of Sukkot, you could still make up for it to bring it on Shmini Atzeres. Now the Gemara declares, oh my tashlumin, what kind of din tashlumin does it have? If you didn't bring it the first day, when you bring it the second day, what's the pshat you bring it the second day? Rabbi Yochanan Amar tashlumin l'rishon. The pshat is the main chiyuv has to be the first day. And whoever had a chiyuv to bring the korban the first day, if for some reason you couldn't bring it the first day, you can make up for it and bring it the second day. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Yoshi Omar Tashlumim Zelazeh. No, each day is considered like its own chiyuv. The chiyuv starts the first day. If you didn't bring it the first day, there's a chiyuv to bring it the second day. If you didn't bring it the second, there's a chiyuv the third day. Every day has its own chiyuv. So Gemara says, my benayim, what's the difference? Hakol ponim, both hold that if you didn't bring it the first day, bring it the second, not the second, bring the third. So what's the difference? On the Rabbi Zayim, like we had before, chigor b'yayim rishon. If a person was lame on the first day, so therefore there's no chiyuv to be yerlo regel on a chigur. And therefore he's potter from kabbonis also. So on the first day of Yom Tov, he was potter from the korban chagiga. Then his pashet b'yom sheni, and the second day he became well, and now he's able to walk, now he's able to go yerlo regel. Ikar b'nayel, this is the difference. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, tashlumim l'rishon, that all the other days are called the makeup of tashlumim for the first day. That means to say that you that kivon the loychazeb rishon loychazeb b'sheni. If somebody that was lame on the first day or was blind on the first day, he was potter from the early regal, he's potter from the kabbonis. Even the later on the second or third day becomes well, and then he could go up. till he's potter from being in the Korban Chagiga. Because not that all the other days is a tashlum and a makeup, it's only a makeup for the first day. That means whoever had a chi of the first day, he can make up for it any one of the next 7 or 8 days. Mashenka, in somebody that was potter on the first day, he was a chigur, he was lame on the first day, he could walk at that day, he's potter from other regal, he's potter from the kabonis, who adin, he has no din tashlumin. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita. For Rabbi Yoshi Omar, no, tashlumin zeloze. Each day has its own chiv like. That means, afagad lechazir rishon, even in the case that the person was not well the first day, still, Omar tashlumin zeloze. Means, afagad lechazir rishon, chazir bisheni, rakopon on the second day, now he's fit. Now he's not lame anymore, he's fit to bring the korban. That's what Moshe learns. Even though he was lame on the first day, he was potter, but now when he becomes well, he can bring the korban on the second day. That's a nafkamina. And Rashi says, Kulan tashlumim zelazem means, Eile choyoyim behem, shein choyvosoy tluyevoy, biyatsmoy. Each day is considered like it has its own chiv. Lemi shaloy nira b'yemesh lefonov. Whoever wasn't fit for the day before, and today he becomes fit, he has a chiyuv today to bring the korban. Not like Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara says, O mi yom Rabbi Yochanan, hochi, is it true that Rabbi Yochanan said like this, that somebody that's put to the first day does not, cannot make up, there's no din tashlumin, is that true? To Yomar Chizkiya. Chizkiya said like this, Nitma b'yoyin, if a nazir was tamei on the daytime, is maybe, but laila any maybe. If he gets tummy at night time, he can't bring. So Rashi says like this, we're talking about the Gemara Krisis brings down to none. Nazir may be korban echod al tumas harbi. A nazir is somebody for 30 days has to be tor, not touch a mace and not drink wine. Let's say in the middle of the nazirus he touched a mace. If he touched a mace, he becomes tummy. So the next 7 days that he's tummy till he becomes tor, all the days that he counted before are lost. And after he becomes tor, he has to start over again his count again. Another, when it becomes Torah, he has to start counting over again the 30 days. So then it's like this. Nazir may be korban echad tumas harbi. V'yomah chizkiya. Nitma b'yom ches. A person, a nazir touched a mace, and now he wants to become Torah. So on the 8th day, he touched a mace. Shuroi l'hovi kabanoisa. The law is if you tummy for 7 days, and then on the 8th day, you can bring a korban. So on the 8th day now, when this nazir was really fit to bring a korban for his first tumah, he went and touched another mace. He became tummy. Really, what happened was he counted a few days in the zeros, then he touched a mace. So he's tummy for 7 days. 7 days he goes to the mikvah. On the 8th day, now he's fit to bring a korban. And now on the 8th day, before he starts to count, he touched the mace again. So lach is v'yom shmoina kodim tuma v'telim. The first 8 days that he counted before avotum. K'mo shenema potzeh v'yom ha-shmini yovish te'terim o'shnei b'nayoyna v'hizel ha-shem koyim en Yisroi v'yom ha-rishonim yiplu ki tamei Yisroi. If the nozir was tamei, the days that he counted are lost. Yiplu. You have to start counting over again. So now this nozir, If he touched the mace the second time, on the 8th day, b'yoyim is maybe. Shrashi korban ala tuma shniya. He has to bring a second korban for the second tuma now. Why? Shekhvah neschayiv b'korban atuma. He was already chayiv for the first tuma. He touched the mace, and he was tor for 7 days, and then on the 8th day, the day roy to bring the korban, so it came a time when he was able to bring the korban. And then an hour later, he became tummy. So since there was a time, though, that he was able to bring a korban, it's like that chiv is chal. And now when he touches a second mace, it's like a new tumah, and he has to bring a second korban for the second tumah. V'yizchu shniya, v'reizu tumah acheres. It's called a new tumah. Avonit mabalel shmini, let's say no. He touched a mace, and he became, he's trying to become Torah for 7 days, and then the 8th day, he could first bring the korban on the 8th by day. Now the 8th by night, before he could bring the korban, let's say he touched the mace again. Then any maybe, he doesn't have to bring a second korban. El korban echad, the one korban that he was going to bring for the first tumah, helps now for the second tumah. Why? The chivon de lo yotze mitumas arishayna l'shoh shirui lahovi aler korban. There never came a time from the first tumah that you were able to bring a korban. like you waited 7 days, you can't bring a korban yet. So only after the 8th day, on the 8th by day, you could bring your korban. Here by the night, into the 8th day, you became tummy again. So there never came a time fit for you to bring the korban. Therefore, it's considered like this chayv of the korban arishayin, v'yein la tashlumin. It's like you were not mechuyev in the first korban, and there's no tashlumin for that, and you don't have to bring it. You only bring one korban for both these tummies. That's what Chizki says. For Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, af balayla nami maybe. Even if he first became tummy the second time, at the night going into the 8th day, still is considered like the first chiyuv was chal, and he has to bring a second korban now. Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, hoyu v'tovalu tumasai. On the 7th day he went to the mikvah, for the first tumah. The Herav Shimshon came at nighttime already. So when it comes the night, nischai to the korban. It's considered like he has a chiyuv to bring the korban for tumas naziris. Even though at night it's not fit to bring the korban, because the hilchos karbonis is only by day, not by night. Alma, what do you see from the Yechanan? Afal pi de loy royal the korban, even though he's not fit to bring the korban now at night, still the din is yesh loy tashlumin. He has a tashlumin, like we're saying now, it's fitted, like there's a chiyuv to bring the korban, and now that it became tumah, he can't bring it, so there's a tashlumin, he can make up for it later. So you see, even though there's a time when you can't bring the korban right now, still there's a tashlumin. So the kashin of Yechanan, how come you say, if the first day of Sukkot, you're lame, you have no chiyuv to bring it, you can't make up tomorrow? See here, why if the Nazir was tummy at the night of the 8th day, he also wasn't fit to bring the korban? So how come there's a tashlumin, you have to bring 2 korbanos? You have to bring a korban? So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yirmiya, Shani Tumah, the Yeshla Tashlumin Pesach. Tumah is different. What are you telling me now? It came the night of the 8th day already. So really, the beginning of the 8th day at night, really it's a time to bring a korban. Just as halacha though, at night you can't bring a korban. So what happened? It became tummy. So now that it became tummy, we're saying even though you could bring the korban, there's a tashlumin. So Gemara says tumah is different. Because anyway, by kabbonis we find there are cases that if you tummy the first day of Pesach, there's a tashlumin for tumah. In other words, it's considered really like you are mechuyev bedover. And there's a din tashlumin to make up for it. If somebody is tummy the first day of Pesach, there's a lacha of Pesach sheni. The Gemara says, Shani tumah, the yesh lo tashlumin be Pesach sheni. So therefore, by tumah, even though you're tummy now, and if you can't bring the korban because you're tummy, for that we see the Torah makes a tashlumin. The Torah says he can make up for it. If somebody is tummy on Erev Pesach, Pesach Rishon, he can't bring a Pesach Rishon, the lacha is let him wait to Pesach sheni and bring it then. So the fact you're tummy does not stop you from getting a chiyuv to be able to make up to bring the korban. So therefore, here Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing. If the nazir on the night going into the 8th day says cool, then really he's fit to bring a korban. If it becomes tummy, then there's a tashlumin for a tumah. Verse says maskul or a pup. Propose a kash like this. Hanichol aman diyom a pesach.